Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, shit, I forgot my guitar. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Pretty good. Now hear this fest. Yes. We're coming to you from the Marquee Stage South, I think it might be. I forgot my compass. At the Marriott in Anaheim, California. That's right. Applaud for where we're at. Out of curiosity, how many folks here in the Marquee Room live close to Anaheim, close to or in Anaheim? All right. I thought it would be less. Don't know why I thought that. I just did. So, like, if you have a Disneyland annual pass, which I'm sure most of you do, you could just park in that Disneyland parking lot that's right across the street for free. Yeah. Little tip from me to you guys. You five or six people that have annual Disneyland passports and plan to attend this festival. I mean, from what you've seen so far, who's coming back next year? That's what I thought. And since we are just steps away from the Magic Kingdom, I'm curious if there's going to be more Disney-related name tags. Do we have some name tags in the crowd? I also know that you're at a whole weekend-long festival. A lot of you traveled, so I figured that we might be a little light on the name tags, but we got some pretty good ones. Jewel of the Kyle. I like it, mostly because it's one of the bigger ones. There's a Say Anything. What'd you change that to?
Lynn Say Anything.
And who's in translation?
Leah
in translation. Dave the Clock Tower? Instead of Save the Clock Tower, he took a line from a movie. and there's a Back to the Future over there. What does yours say?
Brit to the Future?
Okay. And there's a Silent Bob and Jay... Talkative Jay, and it's, what is it?
Jose and Silent Bob.
Jose and Silent Bob? I don't know if Jay would approve of that recasting. What's that food one over there? It's on your head. It's your whole. Can you stand up? His head is a cup of soup. Oh, it's a frozen dinner. Good friend cereal. And your faces are in there. And it's from the good folks at Kashi. And that has to do with what movie? Nick, what? Nick, instead of National Treasure, Nictional Treasure? It looks like, is it me or does that look half finished? That poster. Like you, I guess you filled in Nick so that I could read it. I appreciate that. And next to you, it looks like there might be a donut situation. So the less said about that, the better. Let me real quickly do some Doug plugs for upcoming Doug Loves Movies. Next Saturday, November 5th, we return to the Woman's Club of Minneapolis at 4:20. You know, men are allowed, though. We got some Minneapolisans, some twin citizens. Are you going to that show, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very good. We're going to be at the Punchline in Sacramento the week after that. I think that's November 12th. DouglasMovies.com. DouglasMovies.com. I'm going to make that pause longer and longer every episode, see how long we can get it. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Brian Gar, G-A-A-R, tweeted, Anthony Weiner is the character in a zombie movie who doesn't admit that he's been bitten and then gets everyone killed. This has been Tweet Relief, Weiner Biter Edition. I brought a prize bag. Let's look inside it. At least a 10% of you made name tags, so one of you could be a winner. We've got cookies from my hotel that they give you when you check in. We got a, something was in this, a little teddy bear, but I thought, you know, you guys have a lot of ingenuity. You could turn this into a pipe or something. Little teddy bear. Koozie that says Cool Head Tech on it from Austin, Texas, where I will be doing a Doug Loves Movies on December 12th. We've also got lots of Ash versus the Evil Dead swag, including the bag, and you've heard about it in past episodes. It's a chainsaw foam finger. And I really am almost out of these. We're down to the wire with Phil Bill, Volume 1, the coloring book about Bill Murray and his many characters. They've got Steve Zissou on the cover. All of that is going to be won by somebody here tonight, and also there will be contributions from my guests, and I'm going to bring them out now. Please give a big warm welcome to Mark McConville, Matt Gourley, and Paul F. Tompkins. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Which one of you is Shemp?
We're three Shemps. That's the secret to our comedy magic.
The three Shemps.
All Shemp all
no
the time.
No waiting.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, no.
That's why I always start.
No. Let's see if we remember that at the end. It'll be a good place for that. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Tim.
And real quickly, before we meet you individually, I want to say that the show now has a safe word. you need to speak, but everyone else is talking and you really have something you need to say, the safe word is Donnie.
Has this worked?
Like a charm.
Really?
You'd be surprised.
Now, here's the thing. So you say Donnie.
All of you start making noise.
Matt.
Donnie! It works great.
So the key is not so much the word as it is yelling.
Louder than the other people.
But if I'd be like, shut up, you guys can just keep going till I say, let's do it again.
Okay. So anyway, I think
my name's Donnie.
It's really...
Wait, you said Donnie.
Yeah, I did. What if my name was Donnie?
Never mind. I'm going to cut that part out.
What? You heavily edit the show, right?
Yeah, all the stuff I remember to take out gets taken out.
Gets Ann Coates in here. Movie reference.
Good one, Paul.
She edited one of Paul's favorite movies.
That's true.
Of all time.
Masters of the Universe.
That was filmed in my hometown.
Oh, Masters of the Universe?
Yes.
Why don't you do an I Was There Too and interview yourself?
Don't mind if I do. Up
Uh-oh.
Next,
it's
he's
happening.
Me.
Donnie.
Let's meet these gentlemen individually, starting with the two men on the end.
Wait a minute.
Well, I know it's me.
Mark McConville and Matt Gourley, both first-time guests on the show. Hosts of the Pistol Shrimps podcast.
Yeah.
It is, bar none, my favorite podcast that I've never heard.
BN, your FB?
Yeah. I think. I saw the motion picture documentary, The Pistol Shrimps, about the Pistol Shrimps and about your podcast, and got to enjoy your jokes all throughout, but have not listened to the actual show.
I like how you get a little southern when you say Pistol Shrimps.
I kind of want to say Shrimps.
Shrimps.
We might have to start doing that on the show. Shrimps, pass the ball. Let's do that.
Welcome to Pistol Shrimps.
They're basketballing all over.
Put the ball in the basket.
That's a bounce pass.
So there you go. That's a sample of what their podcast is like.
Yep.
They announce a ladies' basketball team's all of their games. Is another season coming up soon?
We're in the middle of it, but there's a huge multi-week break, so I don't even know when the next one is. When is it?
November 15th.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a ladies' recreational center in Los Angeles?
It rotates. Like there's.
Does it ever... Does
Donnie,
it,
ladies' recreational... It's a women's recreational league.
Right.
But the center is not dedicated solely to them.
Okay.
Other things happen there which sometimes overlap with the games.
That might be why there's multiple week breaks. You know, they may have been hit with a ton of quinceañeras or something.
See.
I would call that in a minute for the podcast.
Oh, I would love that.
Oh.
I went in on that.
Just sit in the corner with your headsets on.
Donnie!
Just calling the quinceañera.
Donnie! Pilar is wearing a beautiful gown from 3-day gown brokers.
Uncle Leo passes an envelope of cash.
And also joining us on the stage, Paul F. Tompkins.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
A little more butch. Hi.
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 Where were you? Mark.
Donnie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Donnie. Doug, what a pleasure it is to be back here with you.
Oh, it's here in Anaheim.
Anaheim.
That's neat.
Anaheim.
I haven't seen any steamrollers. Anaheim steamroller.
That's right.
Is that good for the
Merry Christmas.
Nice holiday restaurant.
That's right. That's restaurants.
You guys.
Anaheim steamroller, the holiday restaurant.
You guys are all over, all three of you are all over this festival. I don't think there's been a show at this festival one of you hasn't appeared on. Super Ego is already happened today.
Yes.
And you're all part of that.
Correct.
And I believe the direct quote from Jeremy was, fuck Doug Lowe's movies. He just took off. No, I didn't ask him. But, he's not a pistol shrimp.
He honestly had to work tonight, so it worked out very well.
Yeah, worked out great. Don't tell him I said any of this.
Okay.
Just edit it out. Second thing to edit out.
Just edit it out. Just edit it out. Just edit it.
That was spooky and ooky.
I don't mind people being spooky,
but
when they're ooky, come
get
on.
Get out of here.
Hit the road, Donnie.
Too ooky. I Was There Too is Matt Gourley's podcast about... He interviewed Paul F. Tompkins about being on the phone with Tom Cruise.
That's right.
And he... Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was never on the phone with Tom Cruise.
Well, yeah, but I took his point.
With Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Played the part of Tom Cruise.
That's right.
Who did it better? Who wore it better?
That's so Raven.
And here at the festival, let's tease this episode you did here at the festival, Matt. You interviewed Marc Maron.
For Almost Famous, that's right.
Because he's in Almost Famous. Yes. As a guy who gets mad that they're leaving for some... Why are they leaving?
Well, they left because the band, one of the band members gets electrocuted on stage, so they leave without paying or finishing the gig, and he's the promoter that wants to run them down. And
right, and he even tries to stop them by locking the gates.
Yes.
Lock the gates!
And he yells, lock the gates. Which just seems like, what's the end game here? The bus ruins their gates.
Yeah.
Because a bus is still going to go through the fucking gates.
Oh, is that what happens in the movie? Do they bust through the gates?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
So bad plan.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I'm getting deep on this gate busting thing, but...
Gate
is really...
Who are you going to call?
Hot topic
Busted
right now.
Makes you feel good.
10 days left till the election.
I ain't afraid of no gates.
Gate busters, what do you want?
I'm in a special place right now. You guys have put me in cloud 10.
So what was the most important, give us a tease of something you learned talking to Marc Maron about Almost Famous. Are you a big Almost Famous fan?
Yeah, sure, but we mostly talked about cats.
I was there, too.
Yeah.
In the audience. Yeah. And I can verify that.
That's
a
true.
Lot of cat talk.
Yeah, we both have cats that we're very fond of, so it was, you know, you either loved it or hated that episode, I think.
Yeah, I'm putting it on my most skippable list. I don't know if you go off on it in any of your other shows, but I've heard enough about Mark and cats.
Well, yeah.
His take on it, I'm pretty clear about.
Except my cat was in Raiders of the Lost Ark, so there was a lot to talk
about. Now, here we go.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Do you think there's a cat still alive that was around for Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Well, there was a cat I saw that was 31 years old. I saw it on a Facebook meme, so I'm sure that it's true.
Ugh, millennials.
Like my parents on Facebook. Millennials.
How long do capuchin monkeys live?
8 years long.
You're answering like we're in the game portion of the show.
I am so tired.
Matt could barely do one podcast and he's doing three in a day.
Are you saying that Matt should get the Indiana Jones monkey on his show?
I'm saying if it's still alive, did it play Marcel on Friends as well?
It had to have.
Same monkey?
It had to have. Did he ever Heil Hitler on Friends? That's how we'd know. Mark, you're nothing but a pillar of strength, you son of a bitch.
I'll tell you one thing he did on Friends. He stayed away from grapes. Doesn't he get murdered by grapes in Raiders?
Oh, dates.
Dates. God damn it.
They were bad dates.
Yeah. It still bad wouldn't dates. Have got a laugh if I said dates. Everybody like, what, he doesn't, what do you mean? He's single permanently?
I was honestly trying.
He stays
trying,
away from dates?
I was honestly trying to remember the Friends episode where Marcel ate grapes and died.
I did too. Yeah. There probably is one, though.
I hope so. I mean, if you believe in theories of alternate universe.
And I
are
do.
Are you familiar with the Mandela effect?
Yeah. You either do or you don't.
That's what it comes down to.
Nelson Mandela for president.
Donnie. Well, there ain't nothing like being on the end of a seat row. By myself, no one to my left, feeling alone and bereft. Are we doing podcasts? No way to know. Three podcasts in a day. Hey, nonny, 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 hey.
Which side do you sit on when you're doing the shrimps?
Oh, I guess it's the other side.
Oh, that might be throwing you off. Do you guys want to switch?
You mind?
This makes sense.
God, it's cold. It's cold down here.
Let me try it out. Nope, still feels pretty wrong. Okay, I'm back.
Let's talk prize bag stuff.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Mark?
Oh, I have a Super Ego lapel pin.
Whoa.
And then, Doug, if it's cool with you, I have a mystery prize.
Ooh. I think I like that. What? When will the mystery be revealed?
At the end, when the prize is given. Is that cool?
The person who wins the prize has to open it here in front of everybody?
Sure. Or I'll just tell them what it is when they win it. What do you
think
of this?
That sounds more fun.
They can open it. They should open it. They should open it when it's done.
Why did you poke holes in the box? What is it?
I didn't do that. This is not. I did not do this. These are like
all
weird
right, I'm going to have to ask you to leave improv class now. I know it's the first day, but shit.
Why don't you tell the person, whisper it in their ear, Lost in Translation style, and then we'll all always wonder what it is.
Done. E. Done.
That was a close one.
Okay, so yeah, that's the plan. Is it going to be easy to open? It looks like it's taped up real good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Probably get at it with a key.
I'll help him open it. Or her.
Right.
Where do you want it?
Over here.
Okay, don't read that out loud because it says what it is on there.
I don't. Wow.
Yeah. Here's
seriously,
that too.
Have you held this, Paul?
No.
Try to act like this isn't heavy when
this
I hand it
better
to
not
you.
Be an anvil.
And you might want to use both hands.
All right. Let's try with one. What's in this? Feathers?
Let me feel.
Why, this is an empty box, or my name isn't Donnie.
I'll just hand this over to you, Doug.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a heavy lapel pin. But this, I like the way Matt was like, oh, this isn't heavy. Like, if it was super light, would you do this with it?
Just gingerly
raise it up
and down.
You'd show off a little bit more than this, wouldn't you?
Ooh. I got no issues with
all
this.
All right, well, thanks for bringing a barbell. Or a dumbbell, whatever kind of bell it is. What do you got for the prize bag, Matt Gourley?
Well, now in Super Ego, we have this fake outlaw country band called The Journeyman, and we have a CD here. This is 11 tracks of country western outlaw madness, and then I drew a little biplane with a sign behind it that says, Doug loves movies.
Oh, you got an awe only on one side of the room.
Yeah, the right side.
It was, in fact. Looking in their direction. Paul?
Well, I brought a couple posters from this weekend. This is super. These are both designed by an artist named Nathan Diffie, who does all my stuff for Spontaneous Nation. Big Diffie crowd. This was the Super Ego poster featuring us as classic Universal movie monsters.
Nah. Perfect response. Exactly what I'd hoped for.
Real Paramount guy.
And then this is one for my show, Spontaneity Nation, which is tomorrow afternoon. And this depicts me in the style of Dia de los Muertos.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Dia de los Muertos.
I think I got it.
Could you see the upside down exclamation mark at the beginning?
It's all I could see.
Thank you for both of those, Paul. Those are very nice. We're denting the shit out of them, but...
Seemed we'll anti-climactic.
Yeah, when somebody brings a fucking brick of cocaine...
Doug, don't tell people what it is.
I'm sorry, I know how to read. Why would they put it on the box? One brick of cocaine.
And they don't think a brick of cocaine ever actually feels like an actual brick, right? Or does it?
It does.
Is it as heavy as a brick?
You get what you pay for.
I once built a house out of cocaine.
Oh, you were that pig.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to huff and puff and blow
your house in.
Yeah.
And then that wolf was so energized.
And then he did a Martin Scorsese movie.
That's right. Remember when that wolf went into the brick house? He was just like throwing firecrackers around while Sister Kristen played?
And there was a little house boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I'm glad.
I should be going.
Well...
Paul always brings the conversation back to Paul Thomas Anderson movies.
I try to.
In every situation.
Whenever I can.
Halloween is upon us. Some people here tonight are wearing costumes. That gentleman over there is dressed like a pot smoker. We met outside. We had a nice time. Do you guys, you all got different monsters. Did you get to pick which monster you're going to be on that poster?
No.
Are you happy with your monster? We'll start with Mark. You got Dracula. Would you have preferred someone else?
No, I think I'm cool with Dracula. He seems cool. Sharp dresser.
How do you feel about the live forever part?
I think it'd be all right.
Yeah?
I would just teach myself how to play every musical instrument.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just have... All you can do is practice all day inside, though. And I like to be inside.
Oh, that's
like
good.
During the day when it's hot out already, I tend to go, I don't like to be out in the sun.
And how do you feel about your own reflection?
I don't love it.
So you're not going to miss it at all?
No, I think I'll be all right.
Won't you kind of look in a mirror and go, am I even in this room? Wouldn't that be trippy?
That'd be kind of cool. Do I get to fly too? Is this?
You have to turn into
fly?
A bat.
Fly?
You can turn into a bat.
Yeah, because I turned into a bat.
Turns into a bat. Yeah.
Yeah, the bat can fly, but I don't know if it's safe being a bat out there these days. You know what I mean?
No, I sure don't.
Everybody wants to take a broom to a bat when they get the chance.
Yeah. Well,
can't you also be a mist that goes through a keyhole or something?
Look, I don't know the rules, but so far it's sounding great.
Oh. All right. He's completely down. Go, Paul.
May I?
Donnie.
I invoke the right of Donnie.
Donnie.
You talking about learning, being immortal and learning all the musical instruments makes me think of Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
When Bill Murray... Now, I love that movie, but
here we go.
The thing that has stuck with me forever
is
he learns to play the piano, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's there, who knows, countless Groundhog's days. He's there for forever. And so then at the end, it's a big concert for the town or whatever, and he's playing piano. And then the piano teacher that he's been seeing turns to, after he does this insane solo, piano solo, turns to someone else in the crowd and says, he's my student. If he was at that level of playing piano, why would he need to go back that day to the piano teacher? And did he totally psych her out like, I've never played the piano in my life? And then she's like, try this. Da, 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 da. Then he does that. And she's like, I did it.
Right, because 10 hours later or whatever, she sees him ripping
it
up.
Wow, you really practiced his scales.
But couldn't he just start telling her, like walking in and going, hey, I'm a pianist already, but a refresher would be great today.
I need a tune-up.
I just need a tune-up because I'm going to play this massive piano solo at the fucking VFW.
Yeah, they did not think that one through.
Yeah.
That one is definitely...
That joke is not worth it.
All the other logic
it's
is sound, though.
Well, it just makes her the biggest asshole in the world that thinks he learned all that in that one lesson.
Yeah.
Like she's proud of that. Like she, I really did
also,
it.
Also, doesn't she say it to, like, Andy McDowell? Why doesn't she say, what are you fucking talking about? We just got here yesterday. He's your student. You're crazy.
They would have gotten an R if she turned to her and said, what the fuck are you talking about? It's probably why that line got cut.
Then it would have been worth it.
Matt, you're a werewolf. How do you feel about it?
I guess I'm a little indifferent about it, I think.
You don't get to live forever.
No.
You don't get to be the monster
all
the time.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. We don't know how long werewolves live. They always get killed.
They always get killed. So but not they, only but do you not you get to live
you
get, forever.
So you get to get killed.
My
but if someone
numbered,
leaves them alone, they might live for quite a long time.
There's never been a story of a werewolf left to his own devices.
Are we talking about... We're talking about universal werewolves. We're not talking
and
about
werewolves of London.
Len Wiseman werewolves of the
no,
the Lycans of the no, underworld series.
We're talking Warren Zenobon werewolves, universal werewolves.
Well, you know what other
London
werewolves live.
Michael Landon werewolves.
Yes.
Yeah, when they're young, they tend to live.
The
teen wolves all lived.
Yeah. Plus, I think I'm a cat guy, so werewolves are of the dog family. That doesn't jibe.
When will Michael J. Fox make Senior Wolf? How old is he now? Is he 60? How old is he?
He's up there. This is 50s for sure. Yeah, maybe. I'll make some calls, Paul. Not sure why that isn't in the works. What about you, Paul? You're the invisible man on this poster.
I got to choose my own monster.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poster gate.
That's right.
What?
That's right, Julian Assange. Now it can be leaked. Because I was the guy who was talking to the guy who made the poster. And he said, I had this idea. And I said, I'd like to be the invisible man. He's like, all right. And I said, make it look like my mustache is taped on. And he said, okay.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Doug, who's missing from the poster?
Oh, who's missing? Well, the creature of the Black Lagoon,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Is there a Frankenstein on here?
There is a Frankenstein.
That's Jeremy.
Oh, shit.
There's no mummy.
Hmm.
Mummy, I just saw Monster Squad a couple of times, and
I just
saw it a couple of times. I saw it for the first time ever in August and was like pleasantly surprised by how fun it is. And then I watched it again to do an interruption of it to bring it to more people's attention because it holds up. It's got some pretty awful special effects, but the mummy. And when I think about it, the mummy always, why would anybody be scared of someone that's just super tied up in a tight wrap and could barely move?
Yeah, and he was just
a pharaoh, anything,
right? Just a pharaoh or something.
He's always just like, what? Just move out of the way and let the mummy pass.
Yeah.
But didn't he always get the drop on people? Because he's so quiet.
So quiet and so soft. He'd snuggle someone.
Don't squeeze the mummy.
So I don't know who else is missing. We got Frankenstein's monster was Jeremy.
Oh, Bride of Frankenstein.
Sure.
Yeah, they didn't make one of you guys in the Bride of Frankenstein.
I would have taken that over Werewolf, I think. And no disrespect to Diffie.
Bride of Frankenstein
wonderful.
Has no discernible... I mean, she just brought back from the dead. Just
but she got that great
hair.
Great hair.
Great hair.
Great hair. Great hair.
Great hair.
Great hair.
Great hair. Donnie. One more question before we move on to the next portion of the show. We'll start with you, Paul.
Sure.
Last motion picture that you saw.
Oh. Oh.
We'll start with you, Matt.
Yeah, thanks.
What was the last motion picture you saw?
Oh.
Mark, same question.
Is Mr. Robot Season 1 a movie?
No, it is not.
Okay, I remember, I remember.
Okay.
I think, is my wife here?
My wife!
There she is.
Where is she?
What did he see?
What's the last movie we saw?
What was it, Janie?
I know we saw The Nice Guys.
Did we see something since then?
The nice guys.
Thanks.
Both going
so
with nice guys.
So since we saw the nice guys, apparently we've also seen the nice guys.
You like that one, eh?
I really enjoyed that movie.
Fun movie.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
You like it, Janie?
Same time next year?
With Alan Alda and Ellen Burstyn?
Yes.
Wow.
There is a scene in that movie where, and this you have to understand that I grew up watching MASH. I was a kid when MASH was still on the air, like in like new episodes, not in syndication. This was, like I was watching
MASH
every week. Hugely popular
25
show.
Million.
And so Alan Alda was beloved to me always. And then in this movie, which I'd never seen before, it's a movie made in the 70s and it spans several decades. Where Alan Alda, it's based on a play, I believe.
Yeah.
Alan Alda,
it's a two-person play, basically.
It's a two-hander. Alan Alda and Ellen Burstyn are having an affair that is one weekend every year for several years. And so they go through all these different, you know, different looks and everything as it goes on. Then at one point, they're in bed and it's like the 70s. And Alan Alda gets out of bed and he's only wearing red bikini brief underwear. And it was so weird to me.
I get it.
It was like seeing your dad nude. Like, when, like, oh, no. Why did that have to happen ever? There's no warning.
I like the year where she doesn't call it off even though she's 8.5 months pregnant.
Yeah. No communication.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here. Look at this. Might go into labor while we're making love.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's a weird-ass movie. You get to hear that song sung over and over again. They have a song that bridges each year.
It's a super 70s song sung by Johnny Mathis that takes you out of it every single time.
Yeah, and it's a montage of shit that happened that year.
In the 70s, we were falling in love. It's terrible. It's a terrible song.
I think it might have won Best Song at the Oscars.
Sure.
Or it was at least nominated, because how many songs are there, really?
100.
Did you think of yours, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, Matt?
Yep.
Did you think of one?
Yep.
Okay, either one of you can answer now.
I saw X-Men Apocalypse.
Doing good.
I was on an airplane, so it was like this big.
Sure.
On a little seat back screen.
A lot of action in a tiny screen, but did you like it?
Sort of.
Tell
it
the
passed
truth.
The time. I didn't love it. You know what I didn't like is when they walk out of Return of the Jedi and they're always like, the third one's always the worst. And they are in the third one.
Ha 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 ha. That can't be. That really happens?
Have you not seen it?
I have not seen
it. Yeah, it's like the young
Nor will I now.
Yeah. They comment on this movie you're watching being the third movie in the series and that it sucks.
There's been a million X-Men movies.
Yeah,
but this is the throwback one where they're in.
This is the third of
the
that
third
trilogy.
Throwback.
1970,
yeah.
Whatever, yeah. Or
no,
1980.
They're in the 80s.
Oh,
now,
they are.
83.
Oh, that's right. Because that's when that movie came out.
I gotta ask a question.
Oh no! Somebody in the audience has a microphone.
Yeah, listen, Doug. First time, long time.
I want to know: is the Quicksilver that is in the X-Men movies?
Yes.
Is he the same guy in the Avengers movies?
Yes.
Different actor.
Why would he have zero accent when he's younger and then somehow acquire a thick Slavic accent when he's an adult?
Happens.
Probably where he was raised. Yep.
From the age of 18 on?
His real mutant puberty acting power was that he switches accents when he hits puberty.
He's a double mutant.
Well, they should have said that like in a previously on the X-Men or whatever.
That's true.
Oh, I'd love if they had those at the beginning of the X-Men movies.
Previously on the X-Men.
What about you, Matt? What's your last movie that
you saw? I knew it wasn't Almost Famous because I had to watch that there was something after, and I remembered it's I Know What You Did Last Summer. We've been watching a lot of horror movies around the house, if that even counts, but... Yeah.
Are you going to keep going and see I Know What You Did Last Summer too?
Absolutely.
Or no, what was that one called?
I still know. Yeah.
Did they ever get to...
I Still Know? Really?
Yes. I still
there
know.
There isn't a new murder?
Summer.
It's just
I
still thinking
forgotten.
About that last one?
Yeah. I've been taking my ginkgo biloba.
There have been no bygones since last summer.
The third one is I Wrote It Down.
I wish they had gotten to, I have an idea of what you're going to do next summer.
The prequel.
Guys, don't make fun of my movie.
It's fair. I will always know what you do every summer.
I'm really into your summers, is my point.
I'm trying to forget what you did 4 summers ago.
My friend mentioned something about your summer.
Remember that boring summer? What a time we had. All right, now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Lock the gates.
Gentlemen, the gates have been locked and the name tags have risen. Pick who you'd like to play for. Oh, there's a fucking Jason just stood up in the crowd. I never care for that.
Oh, that's
especially
Michael
a
Myers.
Short,
no
I mean
way.
Michael Myers. No a short way. Sleeve Michael Myers. Oh. It's Casual Friday for Mike Myers.
Wait, Fredoween? Like Fredo from The Godfather?
I don't know what. Maybe.
Oh,
Fredoween.
Fredoween. Oh, you're Fred. Right.
Fredoween. Okay. All right. So, yeah, go grab one that you want to play for there, Matt. And Paul's already got his. I got to say, I'm a fan of that one, too. And Mark's really checking them all out. They try to bribe you with donuts. Oh, he's going for the good friends. Cereal box. Gigantic cereal box.
Oh, Jesus. Thing. I didn't even see
yeah,
that.
I don't know what that's about. I think we should get a picture with the pistol shrimps faces.
Extra points for teamwork. It's a double.
It's a double
that's
thing.
Right.
Yeah. Good fellas.
Oh, no. You took that mask? You're not going to put it on your face, are you?
Certainly not.
You should put it through the holes in there. For sure.
Yeah, that's going to be a good look.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Let's make sure we get a good shot of that. That is so horrifying.
Take pictures, guys. What are you doing? This is the time to do it.
The official photographer, come get right in front of them so you don't have to get it from a weird angle because this is gold. Yeah, there you go.
Can we suspend the picture-taking policy for just this?
Okay.
Guys, good. Take a picture of this.
Policy lifted!
This belongs to
policy
all of
back.
Us.
Policy back! Policy lifted. Oh, now there's a million cameras.
You got 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put your phones away!
That was like an episode of Black Mirror.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, so who are you playing for there, Mark?
Caitlin and Mark are good fellas.
Okay.
I just like the double cutout. I mean, that's effort right there for me.
Yeah, I don't know. So that thing already existed?
This is a cereal box cover with two people on it.
Yeah, but it's not a cereal box. It's bigger and thicker.
Well, I mean,
you haven't heard about cereal boxes?
No.
They're making them bigger and thicker.
You buy this at Costco.
That is a huge...
The Cost Company.
All right, Matt, you got the Michael Myers mask.
Yes.
Yeah. And the sign that he wrote says Fredo Ween on it.
Right. I thought it was Fredo from The Godfather Ween, but I think it's just Fredo Ween.
Yeah. He's just going with one reference. He's not trying to double up.
Well, you missed your real shot there.
But again, I always like to point out to people who listen that it, even the littlest of efforts can end up on this stage. He had a mask lying around and a piece of paper that he could fold over.
And not even well, to be honest. I mean, it's look at those corners. You can't make a snowflake out of that.
But good job, Fred.
Nope. No, no pressure. No, no offense. Well, I got to go.
And Paul, looks like you the news has been delivered.
This is Dave, and his thing is, I think it's a play on Back to the Future, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it looked, for some reason, it looked very scary to me. It looked like a weird religious tract.
The Watchtower.
Yeah.
Instead of Dave the Clock Tower.
That's why.
Hello, I'm Dave the Clock Tower.
Yeah, I think that's the only variation is the word Dave.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he did a great job changing Save to Dave.
Spent 15 seconds on it.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Did you see Mike and Save need wedding dates? So, that's who you guys are playing for, Fred and Dave and the good friend, good fellas. Caitlin and what?
Mark.
Caitlin and Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Good
that's
fellas.
Another reason you should pick it.
Yeah.
It's your own name.
So many reasons.
Happy accident.
Okay.
Happy accident.
Hey, thank
happy
you.
Happy accident, everybody.
Happy accident to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm driving off Easter Cliff.
Yeah. This first game is entitled Doug Loves Musicals.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to name the songs from a movie musical. And the first one of you to guess, you can guess as often as you'd like. The first one to guess the name of the movie musical wins this game.
We're guessing the title of the musical.
Title of a movie musical.
Movie musical.
Movie musical. What movie musical has these songs in it? Supper Time.
You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
No, it's not a movie.
Why not? Of all things, why didn't they make that?
I do not know
that
why.
That's very easy to do.
Oliver.
Hamilton on PBS.
Hamilton on PCP. That's a good
Hamilton
movie.
On the Hudson.
Hamilton on a half shell.
Turtle Power.
Hamiltonian Tina's Wedding.
Why don't we do that show?
That'd be fun.
Oh,
all we need is a church.
Let's spend 15 seconds on it.
All right, supper time. The next song is called Da-Do.
Oklahoma.
D-A-dash-do, da-do. I might have written that one down wrong. Da-do.
Mork the musical. Dork the musical.
Okay, the next song is called Some Fun Now.
Hairspray.
No.
Clam Oops. Bake.
Clam spray.
The Hair next break. Song is called Skid Row and then in parentheses Downtown.
What? The Little Shop of Horrors.
That's correct.
Oh, supper time, of course.
Da-do.
I'm sad I didn't get to the next one because it's my favorite song title of all time. It's got an exclamation point at the end of it and it's just Dentist.
Yeah.
What a great song. The Meek Shall Inherit. Suddenly Seymour. That's pretty much a giveaway run right there, right? Yeah. Grow for Me. Somewhere That's Green. Feed Me. Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. And then, of course, The Little Shop of Horrors medley.
Not a clue.
Also known as The Little Shop of Horror medley. All right, so that means Paul F. Tompkins is our winner of that game.
Well, that's it.
That was a brisk game.
Seems like there should have been more.
Yeah, that's a fast one. It's not as fast as, do you want to do a quick round of Live, Die, Repeat?
Absolutely.
That's where I say the title of a movie, the first person who repeats it back wins. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Mystic
Donnie.
River.
Donnie, 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 Donnie.
No.
Okay, let's do another one. Mystic
River.
Pizza.
Mystic Pizza.
I thought for sure it would definitely be the same.
Doctor Strange. Mr.
Robot. Robot.
Majorium.
Mr. Majorium's Wonder Emporium.
Wonder Emporium.
Try it at your next dinner party, you guys.
Try it at a dinner party download, which I think just started.
Oh,
yeah.
You
go
if anyone
next door,
wants to take off.
Yeah, start yelling. Mr. McGorium's Wonder Emporium.
Oh, that'd be neat if one podcast ruined another podcast. It'd be a nice crossover event. People would have to listen to both. What time's your show tomorrow, Paul?
You know, a good time that no other shows are happening at.
I think it's like 1 or 2.
Yeah,
1
p.m.
I think it's 1. 1 p.m. And do you want to reveal any special guests, or is it all secretive?
I will reveal all. We have our improvisers, my friends from Bajillion Dollar Properties, Dan Adut, Tawny Newsom, and Drew Tarver.
Nice.
All hilarious people. And our special guests are the hosts of Who Charted, Howard Kramer and Kulap Vilaysa.
That's fantastic.
That's a podcast crossover right there.
Right? That's right. A crossover.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. House.
Let's hit the sack right now. Be well rested. Good night, everybody.
You're supposed to do a goodbye song.
Oh, well.
Leaving out the door and we don't know more.
That was just
that was the perfect moment to catch with a Steadicam came flying through.
It did sound like the Shining score, though.
Okay, so at the end of The Shining,
yeah,
did he go back in time?
No, he was always there. They say it in
but
the bar.
But then how did, what about Shelley Duvall?
Well, that I can't speak to.
He had a son.
How did she end up with Popeye?
And playing the piano so good.
Like, I know he goes crazy, and then the ghost bartender's like, you've always been here.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I grant your premise. And then at the end of the movie, he's frozen in the maze, but then he's in that... Is he in that picture?
Yes.
Or is he frozen in the maze thinking about being in that picture?
That spirit of that killer is always there, and it inhabits him when he...
Who?
Gets it.
I don't know. Murder Bob?
I'm Kill Jim. I live in room 237. Sometimes
I've got some theories about you.
Really? You should check out me when I'm an old lady and my back's falling off.
What?
Yeah.
Look at the way these cans are turned on a shelf.
Oh, don't do that.
Got 90 minutes to spare?
No, my friend Scatman's coming by.
Scatman!
And the baby kids.
Doug, baby did you ever watch kids? Scatman and the Baby Kids?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, so sounds
good. It was on right after so Josie good. And the Pussycats.
Yeah,
I love
Scatman and the Baby Kids.
Growing up once and don't like what they did.
Oh, that doesn't seem good. They like what they did. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
Oh.
Paul was there the night this game was named after Harry Dean Stanton, because up until that point, it was only the second time we played it, but he was the best at it.
Yeah, no shit, he was the best.
Because we did the movies of Harry Dean Stanton. Yeah.
The character actor.
Yeah, he schooled us pretty hard by being able to come up with three of his own movie titles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, rest in peace to Harry, and I'm sorry to break the news to you this way. That'd be so terrible. Oh, everyone's shocked. I can't.
Well, when
or
does
they
this,
don't care.
When does this come out, Doug?
This will be out tomorrow, so
I mean,
I hope he makes it. I hope he makes it.
Yeah. I hope so too.
I don't want the joke to be real.
I hope so too.
Let me check 538.
And the odds on him making it through the night.
Yeah, it's on there.
I've done statistical analysis on it.
I wanted to ruin another podcast, not kill a legend. All right.
It's a good tagline. He wanted to ruin another podcast, not kill a legend.
We're going to play to 2 points.
Okay.
Okay.
Paul gets to go first.
Fuck.
In the first round, I want to play along. So it'll go Paul, Matt, Mark, and then me. And we're going to just take turns naming movies that someone is in. Who is that someone? We're going to find out, because there's a person in this audience, all cocky on Twitter today, told me that this name hasn't been used in 8 years, which is a spectacular number, considering we've played this game for about 3 or 4 years.
So
that's some deep research.
But I mean, technically, it still has not been used in 8 years if you've only started playing the game.
Yeah. Why not say 10 then?
100 years.
This hasn't been used in 100 years would have been a great way to go. But where is Julia W.D. Harrison? There she is, right up front. All excited.
The heiress to the spray oil fortune?
I get it,
Paul. I get it, W.D.
Thanks.
Thanks over there and over there.
Oh, she's been listening for 8 years and has never heard this particular name mentioned at all.
In the entirety of the podcast.
In the entire movie podcast, his name has never been mentioned. No, and so you think this is a good one?
I do.
Where did you come in from?
Los Angeles.
To be here? You live in L.A.?
Yeah.
So you've been to the show at Meltdown or UCB? Yeah, okay. Because I knew your name when I saw it today. Give us the goods.
Jimmy Stewart.
I'm happy to do it, and I'm glad we're doing it, to 2 points. First person out on this round of Jimmy Stewart gets to pick in the next round any name.
I might just
take a dive. Did you hear that?
Yeah. You could say,
you guys.
Unprecedented.
This changes everything.
Doug, give us a second.
No, you shouldn't huddle. You're competing against each other.
This is unprecedented, really.
I feel like we should get Congress involved in this.
I don't like myself.
I ate 3 cookies.
I killed a bat.
Hey, that's messed up.
Should have been a mist.
And in every round, you get one lifeline. One time you can go to the person whose name tag you chose.
Name tag.
Yeah, Fred is going to be full of James Stewart titles.
I'm fucking smart. I got two people.
I am guessing. You do have 2 people.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Dave, how you feeling? Where's Dave at? There he is. You feel
do
good?
You know who Jimmy Stewart is?
Yes.
He's from Black and White Times.
It's my favorite newspaper, the Black and White Times. All right.
Now in color.
Bing, bong, bing. Okay, we'll start
Racist.
With you, Paul.
Yes, let's take this one off the board right away. It's A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, let's get rid of that overrated shit.
Predictable.
What? No!
No, it's a lot of fun.
That's also wrong.
It's super short. That's what I like about it.
I cry every time.
It whizzes by. You cry every time?
Yeah, I do.
And you watch it yearly, you think?
Not every year. Probably every other year.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that movie.
But right around May?
Yeah. When I'm getting ready for Memorial Day.
Paul likes to
cry. Buying my hot dogs.
Paul likes to cry on a similar schedule to the Olympics. Every couple of years, you have a good one.
That's right.
All right. Matt? Mm.
Rear Window.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Mark.
Harvey.
Fair enough. I'm going to go with what I believe was his last screen appearance in a motion picture called The Shootist.
Oh. Bittersweet, bittersweet.
I just figured if he's not in it, I could get that one past you. Paul?
Vertigo!
Vertigo! Matt?
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Sing it!
Hey, there's a district, it's not a state. I better get there, can't be late. Got some real bill making to do. And it's gonna be vote for one or off to Russia with you. I'm Mr. Smith, could have been Mr. Jones, but can't be Mr. Vikram Pillar Tuti. That's not generic enough. And this is a Johnny Mathis song. Take it, Paul.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
a little Mark, tag on the end.
Mark.
I'm in trouble.
You can go to your lifelines.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it. To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh.
I've never seen a mic drop for the opposite of a triumphant statement.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You should have gingerly set that down and then really quickly picked it up.
Sorry, I don't.
Who am I thinking
I don't
of?
Believe you. Did he play
Gregory
Boo
Peck.
Radley in that?
Yeah.
Gregory Peck was
Gregory Pecker. Yeah. All right.
You were just seeing somebody walking around a courtroom when he said Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. So you're out for this round, but you
I get to pick the next
you
name.
You get to pick the name, yeah.
Can so. I use my phone?
What?
No.
All right.
Use your phone to do what? Call somebody? Do you know any good names?
Yeah.
Hey, Corbin Burnson, can I use your name in this game?
Yeah, you can.
How many dentist movies did you make?
I don't know, but I just directed Christian Mingle. No shit.
Oh, that's
oh,
true.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Hey, what was it that attracted you to that project, Corb?
Cash.
No, Salvation.
Ooh, okay.
What an unpleasant scene.
My turn. For James Stewart, I'm going to go with Airport 75. It's the one where it went underwater.
Oh, yeah. Seaport 76.
And it became Submarine 76?
Oh, no, wait, I fucked it up.
Oh.
Oh.
That was Airport 77. But Jim Stewart was in all of them.
Well. Jim, is it?
Jim's. Paul, you're up.
The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Everyone seems to be taking my word for it. Paul, we've never heard those words together in that order. Isn't a valance a thing my mom would yell about with curtains?
Matt?
Airport 77.
Paul?
What? Oh, I forgot.
I'm out. But you can use your lifeline.
You're out? Really?
Yeah, I said the wrong
But 70. Doug, you love movies.
You took yourself out because you were not sure about the airport movie.
I didn't do it right.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to say The Philadelphia Story.
I was going to be shocked if you didn't come up with that one. Because you of course, are from Story, Pennsylvania.
That's not Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Rope.
Rope. Ah, he'll choke every one of us.
He was in Rope?
Yeah.
You better believe it. Please believe it.
I thought it was just two young guys that murdered somebody.
Yeah, but
somebody.
He's the professor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You thought it was just those two guys talking about their feelings?
I can't imagine James Stewart sitting around for all those long
Jim
takes.
Stewart.
James Stewart.
James Stewart.
Beep, whose turn
beep,
is it?
Beep, it's meep.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Not yet. Will you give me just a brief fucking moment to think of a goddamn black and white movie? I'm gonna say
I gotta go to my lifeline.
The man who knew too much.
Yes.
Yes. The man who knew too much.
The man who knew too much.
The man who knew too much.
Can I help you?
The Matt. Now it's time for the Matt who does not know enough.
That's true. I'm gonna go to my lifeline, Fredo Ween.
Fredo, what do you got? Jimmy Stewart.
I'm in. Great. Yep. Definitely. That's for sure.
Wait, so you're good with Winchester 73?
Yeah.
I'm good with it too.
Great.
Yeah, that sounds legit. Love a fucking Western with a year on the end. Pill Rider 84. You got another one there, Paul?
Well, because we're on the Western tip now. He did make a bunch of Westerns, weirdly
enough.
That's
where I'm trying to go to.
Paul, make up the name of a Western.
Yeah, he'd always walk in and be like, I think you should get out of town. Well, if you ask me.
Who's going to feed these horses?
If you want some of my advice, I'd say get the hell out of town. You both use your lifelines, right?
Yeah.
And do you have another one, Matt, ready to go?
So many, and I know I've seen so many.
I mean, I just have too many. I don't know which one to choose.
No. I mean, why am I dignifying that?
I'd like to see how you would.
I'm out. I can't think of any more.
Paul's out. Matt, you got one more?
So I got to get one.
Nail in the coffin.
Oh, God.
I thought you were the last man standing.
He was the last.
He was, but I want a nail in the coffin.
So I'm not sure about this one.
Let's hear it.
High noon?
High noon?
Low noon.
Warmer.
High 6 o'clock.
Sorry.
3 o'clock.
Medium noon.
Oh, damn.
What Jimmy Stewart classics did we miss?
Shop around the corner.
Are you fucking kidding me with American Tale 2? Five-O Goes West?
Oh, wow.
Has James Stewart in it?
That might be his final screen.
That might be the last thing.
That's like Orson Welles' last movie was a Transformers.
Wasn't he also in both The Man Who Knew Too Muches? Didn't they do it twice?
I don't know.
I know Hitchcock did it twice. I think he was in both.
I don't think he was in both.
What else? How the West Was Won.
After the Thin Man.
Yeah. Anatomy of a Murder.
That's a good one.
Sir, I asked people where they were from earlier. don't give a shit about Laramie.
Thank you, Fredo Ween. Thank you.
All right, we did better than I thought we were gonna do. And who won that? Matt. Yeah. Matt gets a point.
Oh, that was stressful.
We're playing to 2 points, and now Mark gets to start off the next one because he was first out. Who would you think would be good for us to play, actor or actress?
Laura Linney.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
What a weird person you are.
Fucking.
I love her. I think she's great.
I swear to God.
She's really good, but she's also been, you know, in all of the things.
He has a bedroom just full of Laura Linney posters. He's.
I don't care for
that. She's a tough one, though.
She's tough.
Mr. Mark Linney.
But easy. Oh, shit.
Okay, so, Mark, you have to start us off.
You can count on me.
I'm out. Matt. He's really thinking about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, we go back the other way.
Yeah,
oh,
we do.
Okay. Oh, Love Actually.
Of course. That's the movie where she played an ugly person who couldn't find love.
That's right.
Get out of here!
There's no... The guy with the Kevin Smith poster's like, I don't know shit about Laura Linney.
I'm out. When he said Laura Linney...
I'm going to go cut the very bottoms of my jeans off to make them into shorts. It's a Kevin Smith reference.
I never envisioned that. Someone who went to the trouble of making a name tag walking out early.
I know.
Seems like he'd be pretty into it.
Well, like, if they had gotten picked, would they have stayed?
I guess he would have had to.
Well,
would have been forced to be here.
Manners,
but against his will. Do you have one for Laura Linney?
Kinsey!
You son of a bitch! That was the one I had. She was also in The Truman Show.
Lifeline, says the guy.
It was your goddamn idea, and you already need a lifeline?
What do you got?
You just nothing? Got anviled.
Lifeline.
What? You got one? They're thinking about it.
I'm getting a no. All
and
right.
He picked her because she's a Laura Linney super fan. I just love her. I can think of three movies she's been in.
You're giving him a lot of credit.
Kinsey, Love Actually. Yeah, what do you got? They want to go with Sully.
Oh, that was mine.
Sully.
Oh, that was mine.
Yeah, it's the end of the E trilogy.
Yeah.
Kinsey.
Sully, you can count
Sully,
on me.
You can count on me.
That was the one I had in reserve.
Oh, you had Sully locked up?
Do the little promos to Downton Abbey count?
Oh, they have her in there saying that she loves it?
Yeah, PBS. Yeah. No.
This as is the only non-British person in Love Actually. I think Downton Abbey is spot on.
She urges you to watch it.
Yeah, please watch it. Please.
Hey, you should check this out. I like it.
Come on, Yanks. Give it a try.
God, there's something where she's like in a brunette wig in old times.
Right. Yeah, it's old Kinsey? Timey.
It might have been, huh? Yeah. Yeah, Fred Oween, you have never let me down. I love you.
What do you?
Primal Fear.
Primal Fear, he says.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
this is the first time Michael Myers has done me right.
Primal Fear, the movie that taught us to love Ed Norton.
Yeah, and fear him.
Primally.
What do you got, Paul?
I got my lifeline, David.
Come on, Dave.
My go-tos were Kinsey and Truman.
Are you fucking kidding me, David?
Kinsey, Truman.
This is horseshit.
I got more James Stewart ones.
No, don't rip up the clock tower notice.
Like Trump at the end of that debate.
Marty, somebody ripped up the clock tower notice. We gotta go back and unrip that.
What a great
Paul Lynde.
Yes.
They ripped up the clock tower.
Meet me at the clock tower.
88 gigahertz. Gigawatts. Whatever.
Okay, so he's out. He doesn't have anything for you.
Yeah, that means I'm out because I have nothing for me too.
Okay. I thought of one. The Savages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Back to you, Matt.
I'm still in.
Huh?
What? Ain't I still in?
Oh, yeah, Sully.
Yeah.
Oh,
Sully.
Your lifeline, they got...
They hooked me up.
Okay, good.
That's right.
Yeah.
You what do you got? Up.
Terminator 2
okay,
Judgment Day.
You're out. All right. Matt.
What? No?
Yeah, you're out. I thought I was right the first time. You're out.
She's not in Terminator 2.
No.
Laura Linney's opus. Now, stay with me. Is not a movie, and I am out. But wouldn't it be great? I'm out.
Is she in Mr. Holland's opus? She might be.
No.
Somebody's got to be Mrs. Holland.
Is anyone can
somebody of an inappropriate age to be married to Richard Dreyfuss has to be in that movie?
Is she?
No.
Nah.
I don't know.
Doesn't it seem like she could be though?
Yeah.
And therefore, isn't she?
She could be.
Are you familiar with the Mandela effect?
She could be in a lot of things, but what did we miss?
The
life of fucking David Gale.
Life of David Gale.
Congo. Mystic River.
I went to college with the gorilla in that movie.
How about Dave?
It's true.
What?
Dave?
She's in Dave?
She's a...
An intern he had sex
with. I gotta rewatch that movie.
Yeah.
I'm alone in a hotel tonight. Dave.
It's time to meet Dave. No,
don't
not the Eddie
meet
Murphy
Safe?
Movie. Don't get the Eddie Murphy movie. All right, well, we missed a few, but even audience members have run out of Laura Linney titles, so...
we got to get her working again.
She's a tough one. Well, she does a lot of plays on Broadway.
She did that John Adams,
and
too.
Regional theater,
also
yes.
Also movies that people don't go to see.
A lot of... she does a lot of HBO kind of stuff.
Drip.
Right?
Drip.
Mm-hmm.
The C word.
So Matt won that round?
Yeah.
And Matt's arrived at 2 points.
I didn't win that round.
You didn't?
You won.
I can't win.
Who came up with the last
one?
He
was the last man after me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, he was the last one to say a correct Laura Linney.
What was it? I don't remember
don't
now.
Don't think. You know, if you have to break down the Laura lineage, he was last. Oh.
I'm sure it was a great one. Wait, what was
it? I honestly can't remember
what
happened.
Oh, it was what Fred O'Ween gave me.
Primal Fear.
So that means Matt is our winner tonight.
What? That film felt like luck. A lot of that felt like luck.
I can't tell you how excited I am right now to have Fred O'Ween himself come up on the stage and open this box that has a brick in it.
Oh, my God.
Do you have something that you can open a box with?
No.
Could you also put the Mike Myers mask back on? No, not really. Oh, or is it more fun if he opens the box
for fun?
With the Mike Myers mask?
Yeah, it's way more fun with the mask.
Okay, put it back on.
The best part, you don't even need the hair for this
mask. Yeah, I don't know why the hair is on there.
The back is the best.
It matches beautifully. It's really heavy.
It's like Michael Myers just woke up. He's still got like the bed head from
like
the
turn around so you're facing the audience. I love Michael Myers on his birthday. I hope to God there's something
happy
in this box that would be a shitty birthday gift. Like
you.
He murders his whole family
happy
after this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Michael Myers. Happy birthday to you.
Open it. See if you can open it, Michael.
Oh, if only you had a big knife.
What is it? It's a small anvil.
It's an anvil. The story of Anvil.
Wow, something you could bash someone's head
in
with. Congratulations, dude.
Here,
take this bag, too. The whole bag full of stuff right there. And your posters, also.
Yeah,
you end up having a lot of stuff to lug around. I hope you live nearby. Okay, cool. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, I live at Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I don't like it when the head's on the top, the face is on top of your head.
When it's a hat, I like it. Yeah. I like it.
That's for bird scare. Yeah.
Thank you, Fred.
Good job, Fred O'Ween.
You're the best.
Yeah, Fred.
You're my boogie.
Do you want the box for the anvil? You can have the box. Also, I just wanted to see you walk up and down the runway one more time.
The runway.
He loves it on the catwalk.
He can shake his little mask on the catwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a killer, you know what I mean. I mean, you know what I mean.
He's large. He loves me.
I'm Popeye.
The sailor.
He's doing a little Popeye.
Sweet, sweet heaven. God must love us. Something, something, something. Haven.
We've got 8 minutes.
What?
I can feel it. Nothing.
Do you guys want to play one more quick game?
Yeah!
Is it about Laura Linney?
This does not. Yes, it's the new Laura Linney game. Mark is the only player.
Okay.
Repeat back as many Laura Linney movies as you can remember now.
Sully, Primal Fear, You Can Count on Me, Kinsey.
You officially know Life more Laura Gale. Linney movies than when you started.
I'm so happy.
So you've got that going for you. No, let's play. It's another version of Last Man Stanton. I call it Last Mash Stanton. I've mashed up two names of people that have been in movies.
Fuck.
And the three of you will take turns naming movies by either of these people, and we'll see who can go the longest, and we'll do it fast as well. I don't know why a balloon popped backstage, but they must be preparing for something.
Somebody, they're trying to special. Cure someone of the hiccups.
All right, so who should we let start this one off? Who we'll let Mark start because it's easier. The first person.
Okay.
No lifelines, though, this time.
Got it.
Olivia Newton-John Lithgow. The Greece. Films of Olivia Newton-John and John Lithgow.
Grease.
Starring the great John Lithgow. Matt.
Xanadu.
Paul, do you want to finish out the Olivia Newton-John trilogy, or do you want to move on?
I'm moving
to Mr.
on
Lithgow.
On Raising Kane.
Oh, man.
Mark?
World According to Garp.
Matt?
Yep. Cliffhanger. Mm-hmm.
No, don't leave us in suspense. Give us an answer.
My hiccups are gone.
My hiccups are gone.
Has somebody seen my hiccups?
My word. You've cured me of my hiccups.
I seem to have misplaced my hair.
That's when I realized they were fools. They could never cure me of my hiccups. Only I have the power to give myself and take hiccups away. I'm sorry. I was House of Cardsing.
Everybody, please put your hiccups in the fishbowl.
Oh, we're having a hiccup key party.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, all that jazz.
Olivia Newton-John?
Please.
Mark. Harry und the Hendersons.
Eight millimeter.
Olivia Newton-John is in that?
Yeah.
Or Lithgow? I don't remember if Lithgow's in that or not.
Isn't that great?
Okay, Paul.
I don't know.
The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
Yes, full title. I like it. Mark.
I'm out. I don't know. Red Dawn.
No, but Harry Dean Stanton's in that.
Yeah. Is that what we're playing?
Huh?
No. Yeah.
There's a ton of John Lithgow movies.
Yeah, there is.
Is he in Dressed to Kill?
No, he isn't.
Is he?
Can someone confirm that positively?
You're mixing it up with something else.
Am I?
I've said too much.
Because I don't know if he's in 8mm either, so I will. Well, all right. Take it easy.
Some guy over there has got a whole computer set up.
If that isn't John Lithgow himself, I will not accept that. All right, I'm going to take myself out by losing, by answering incorrectly.
Paul, do you got another one just for fun? Just to win it defiantly?
Yeah, I know that I do. I know that I do. And I thought about it, talked it over with my wife and my pastor.
What's the Brian De Palma movie that Matt was thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It was one of those. And
not Raising Cain, but
Lowering Abel.
Okay, you're back in.
Yeah!
Oh. I can't think of it.
That's okay.
I can't think of it.
It's Blowout.
Oh, that's what I was trying to think of.
Damn it!
Yeah, that's what I just
But Mark wins that game.
Rigged.
I'm glad you took back the 8mm because now the corrections department doesn't have to deal with it in a future episode.
Yeah.
We can all agree that you were thinking it's probably James Gandolfini's who you met.
Is he in that?
No, I don't know.
I was thinking of Blowout, though. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I was thinking Blowout, and then Brian De Palma put it out of my mind because I forgot that was a Brian De Palma movie. While you guys were talking over here, I was like, Blowout, Blowout. And then I fucked myself. I got into my own head.
What do you got to plug, Paul? What's coming up for you?
Well, I am doing, it'll be over by the time people hear this, but Spontaneity Nation Live will be at Largo at the Coronet in Los Angeles.
Oh, everyone can come to that. That's here, right?
You can come tomorrow.
Come tomorrow afternoon. Come back to Largo.
Sounds like you're really enthusiastic about it. Saturday, November 5th, I'll be doing Spontaneity Nation Live at Largo at the Coronet with improvisers. Chris Tallman, Shuley Cowan, and Tawny Newsom, and our special guest will be formerly of The Walking Dead, Steven Yeun, will be our special interview guest.
I hope he got his eye pushed back in for the show. It's
we
very
all do,
unpleasant
Doug. We all
look
do.
At.
We yeah. all do.
Wait, what
Thank
happened?
Thank you very much.
What happened on the show?
Yeah, I don't know either.
What? Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Mark, what's going on with you, man?
Matt and I have a podcast called Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that wherever podcasts are organically farmed. And then we got some games coming up here in November and December to do. And then we're in New York on November 11th. But the shows are sold out.
But that's
for
Super
Ego. Yeah. Super Ego has shows in at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
It's still fun to talk about how it's sold out. Better
Man.
Next time, suckers.
But maybe you show up, you stand out there, you get lucky.
Yeah. Standby line, we
that's
call
right.
them sometimes.
That's right. That's
in the
right.
biz. Cool. Are all your plugs the same, Matt, or do you want to plug something else?
No way, man. I got the run-up to the 50th episode of I Was There Too. You better be there. Doing a whole set of original trilogy Star Wars episodes coming up next. An Ewok. And then the...
You can't just say that and not give us a taste of what that's going to sound like.
Come on, give us that yub-nub.
No way, man. I respect the Andorian native species. And then that leads up to the 50th episode, which is going to be a little bit of a surprise. So check it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it an anvil in a box?
No.
Because that was a pretty sweet surprise.
Yeah. No way.
Where'd you get that anvil? Acme?
Pistol Shrimps Radio listeners sent me that anvil. And it's one of many that I have.
So not Acme.
So that's a regular thing that they send you anvils?
Well, Matt incited people to send me anvils because I have to pick up the mail at our post office box. And he thought it'd be hilarious.
It is.
For me to have to lug an anvil around.
Proof positive tonight.
And then Matt did an episode by himself last week, and someone brought a 60-pound anvil, and I wasn't there.
They brought a full-size one that Matt then had to get home by himself.
There was a very good chance you were going to let me give away an anvil and never give this payoff and explain why the crossover.
And there
right?
it was. I guess I screwed that up. I beg forgiveness.
Can I also
if you
do,
bring an anvil every time, you could be on every show.
Can I also do a group plug for the three of us?
Please.
There's a show called Super Ego Forgotten Classics that is on Hal.fm. And it's one of my favorite things that I've ever participated in. The three of us and our friend James Bladen and Jeremy Carter narrates. We take a classic work of literature that none of us have ever read. We get the list of characters, the first sentence, and the last sentence of the book, and then we improvise what we think it is about.
And we've done what we did.
Stranger in a Strange Land.
Wuthering Heights. And
the Red Badge,
Red
of,
Badge
Courage.
Of Courage.
Red Badge of Courage, yeah.
Wow, you guys are very not well read.
Correct.
As a group, that's terrific.
It's sad.
We are stupid.
And people are going to listen to it. You're going to send people away with that's what they're going to think the book is, whatever you do.
I hope
you
so. Know? That's the point.
Nobody's going to be like, let's go really read it.
We're telling people they're audiobooks.
When you did Wuthering Heights, was Heathcliff a cat?
There were a lot of fish skeletons.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be doing a set at Largo on Judd Apatow and Friends on Tuesday night, and I can't wait for him to know about that. And I'm forcing my way onto that show. And Doug Lowe's Movies is going to be at Helium in Portland on November 19th. It's a gas. Thanks one more time to Now Hear This Podcast Festival and my guests, Mark McConville, Matt Gourley, and Paul F. Tompkins. And as always, Cashy for discounting good friends, discontinuing good friends cereal.
This is how I find out.
Is a shithead. I think we can all agree. This one, I don't know so much. I don't know why. I know it's the election's coming right up, but I don't know why things have to be so political, so divided. We're right here near Disneyland. Everyone should. But anyway. Six Flags Magic Mountain is a shit. Play that closing theme if you have it. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the